From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you by way of radio today, or however else you may be listening. It could be by computer or by your telephone or whatever the case may be. But I rejoice in the opportunity that we have to come into your life with the teaching of the Word of God on the Living Truth Radio program. This week we are studying from Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17, the subject, How Shall They Hear? And what we see here is God's message to those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ to tell the world about Jesus Christ. And this is a very familiar passage of Scripture that we've been looking at this week. Many of you have known it for a long, long time because you've been saved for a good while. You've attended a good, solid Bible-believing church. But it's good to study it once again for the first time, as it were, if you understand what I mean. Dr. Al Smith, a great friend of mine, often referred to as Mr. Singspiration, always used to say about some of these old songs of the faith, he would say, sing it again for the first time. That is, enjoy it. Get the truth out of it. Be blessed by it. And that's the way that it is with this passage of Scripture before us this week. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. Allow me, if I may, to read those verses with you again today. Romans 10, beginning with verse 13, says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, verses 13 through 17. And so far in our study, we have noted the clear statement, the fact that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We noticed a serious situation, and that is that without a preacher being sent, people will not be able to hear the gospel, without which they cannot be saved. And yesterday, we looked at a beautiful person. That is, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Today, let's look at a sad reality. A sad reality. Look at verse 16 of Romans chapter 10, where it says, But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? Isn't that a sad reality? They have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? And that, of course, comes from Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1. The sad reality is this. The gospel is the good news of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But the sad reality is that not all who hear the gospel will be saved. Why? Because they won't trust Jesus Christ as Savior. They won't make that decision for Christ. I mean, as we studied on Monday, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, everybody who hears the gospel and anybody who hears the gospel can be saved. The gospel is not limited to a certain elect few. The gospel is that which is available to the whole world. and whosoever in the world will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's God's promise. That's God's plan. That's God's purpose. And God will fulfill that. But many who hear the gospel will not trust Christ as Savior. Thank the Lord for those who do hear the gospel and are saved. What about you? Have you heard the gospel about the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Have you heard the gospel about God's great love for you? Remember John 3:16? It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Stop and look at your own life. Yes, it is a fact that many people will hear the gospel and will reject it. They will not believe our report. But let's talk about you. Have you heard the gospel and have accepted it? Have you? Can you say amen and yes to that question? Or are you of those who have heard the gospel and you've never yet trusted Christ as Savior? Beloved, the Bible tells us that today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow. Don't wait. Down through the years, I've had people say to me, "Well, you know, Pastor Gary, one of these days I will get saved. On my deathbed, I will trust Jesus Christ as my Savior." Do you know something, beloved? You may not live to see your deathbed. Did you ever think of that? You may not live to see your deathbed. Simply meaning, you could die at any moment. Simply meaning, you could die today. And that's why today is the day of salvation for you. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, it says this, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, will you right now, right there where you are, recognize that you're a sinner, recognize that Jesus is the Savior, and do as Romans 10:13 says, "Call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you." Will you do that? If not, why not? If you don't trust Christ as Savior and you would die today, you will go to hell and eventually the eternal lake of fire because you said no to Jesus Christ. You have not trusted the gospel. Somebody might say, "Well, I've never rejected Christ." Well, if you said no to Christ, you have rejected him. Could that be you? The sad thing is, many people will hear the gospel, but they'll not receive the gospel. They'll not trust Christ as Savior. Don't let that be your situation. A number of years ago, there was a fellow in the church that I pastored whose name was Harry. Harry was brought up in that church, but he never made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. He was a sickly man, and from time to time he was in the hospital, and I shared the gospel with him over and over again. And I remember one Friday night, I was getting ready to travel to New England to hold a week of meetings, and I got a phone call that Harry was back in the hospital. As I drove to the hospital, I prayed, "Lord, give me one more opportunity to talk to Harry about the gospel." When I got to the hospital and I walked into Harry's room, his roommate walked out and did not come back for an hour. And for 1 hour, I talked to Harry about the Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of that hour, Harry closed his eyes with tears streaming down his face, his fists clamped together tightly, and through gritted teeth, he said, "I will not trust Jesus Christ as my Savior." He had heard the message of the gospel many times. But right there he said, "I will not trust Jesus Christ as Savior." I said, "Okay." I had a word of prayer and I left. That next morning, Saturday morning, I got my car and drove to New England. That was the day before cell phones. When I got to the church where I was preaching, the pastor told me to call back to my church, and I did. And you know what I heard? Harry died overnight. Now, I truly do pray that Harry trusted Jesus Christ as Savior after I left. But my guess is Harry had rejected Jesus over and over and over and over again. And after speaking with him for 1 hour, and he said, "I will not trust Jesus Christ as Savior," God said, "Harry, that's it." And Harry perhaps went into the eternal lake of fire, or hell, awaiting the eternal lake of fire. What about you? Have you heard the gospel over and over again and have rejected it? Don't reject it anymore. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And right there, as you're listening to my voice right now, would you simply say something like this? "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." Would you say that and believe it? The words won't save you, but allow those words to be the expression of your heart. Will you say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me"? And if you make that your prayer, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, because we have a book that we will send you that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Don't die without trusting Christ. Don't be a part of this sad reality that there are those who will hear the gospel and never be saved because they won't say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." Oh, beloved, call upon the name of the Lord. Ask him to save you, and he will. And as I said, please contact us today. Jim O'Brien will be along with our contact information, and we will be more than delighted to send you that booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, thank you very much for joining me today. We will gather once again around the radio tomorrow, that is once again this week, and we'll continue to study Romans chapter 10 and look at verse 17. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, God bless you. Keep looking up, for remember, Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.